Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Part 3, The Metaphor, The Temple Walls Speak. According to ancient Egyptian philosophy, the universe was created by God and is held together and supported by love and law. For them, love was symbolized by the goddess Hathor, and law and wisdom were symbolized by the god Thot Hermes, who, it is said, came to earth to reveal these laws to evolving humanity. In a work called The Kabbalion, channeled by the three initiates, the seven principles of Hermes are laid out for our edification. Of the seven principles, two, the second and the seventh, are directly related to our present study. The second of the principles is the principle of correspondence, as above, so below, as below, so above. According to the Kabbalion, understanding this principle enables man to reason intelligently from the known to the unknown. Studying the monad, he understands the archangel. The seventh of the universal principles elucidated in the Kabbalion is that of gender. It states, gender is in everything. Everything has its masculine and feminine principles. Gender manifests on all planes. This is true not only of the physical plane, but of the mental and even the spiritual planes. On the physical plane, the principle manifests as sex. On the higher planes, it takes higher forms, but the principle is ever the same. No creation, physical, mental, or spiritual, is possible without this principle. It contains the solution of many mysteries of life. The law of correspondence tells us that if it's anywhere, it's everywhere. The law of genders tells us that everything in creation requires its opposite in order to be. When we look around ourselves, below and above, we see the law of genders in operation. If there is life on any level in the manifest universe, the law of genders has been applied. There must be a father, masculine force, a mother, feminine force, and the created life form or result of the coupling, the sun, equally masculine and feminine. For example, the life of planet Earth, the sun, is totally dependent upon the electronic force of the sun, masculine, father energy, and the magnetic forces of the moon, feminine, mother energy, working in balance and harmony.